Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To watch a major league game and it takes 3.5 hours, I think it loses its interest to young people, especially when they have their phones in their hands or their iPads or whatever. Or, you know, I think it's more difficult to watch when there's not enough action. There's too much time in between pitches. And you know, I had kids that played hockey, basketball, football. Baseball probably was the hardest to watch, and I think the more difficult to play for my boys. You got to find a way to make it more entertaining, to make to have more action, to get everybody involved.
John Wehner, a guy that grew up playing baseball in the city,
Carrick,
said that they used a cemetery as a field.
You got to have a field. You got to have equipment.
And you got to find a way to make it entertaining, says John Wehner. How do you do that? He said, in this day and age of iPads, how do you convince kids to want to take up baseball?
It's a challenge. There's no doubt.
Do you have any, is there any solution that you have heard or seen? Well, I guess it starts with this. Do you think baseball has a problem? Do you think that they're in a spot right now, even though it might be advantageous because of the CTE stuff and football's possible decline?
First of all, I think all these sports have a problem for this reason. People's attention span, young people's, just isn't as long as it used to be. Now, football games you can count on 3 hours, basically. Very rarely, you know, barring an overtime game, do you see a game go more than three hours, mm-hmm. 15 minutes, because it's so geared for television. You know, you start at one, you start at four. But I think all these teams are facing this to a degree. I don't think there's any question.
So what's the solution?
Everybody's trying to make the games quicker.
And baseball's the one game that doesn't have a clock. So how does it do that?
Well, talking about pitch, limits, time between pitches. But remember when we had Jim Leland on at the beginning of the year, I believe, he said he thinks the problem is much more with the hitters than it is with the pitchers. Hitters are stepping out. I always call it the Sean Casey delay, because Case would, after every pitch, unstrap, restrap his batting gloves. And Leland's point was that hitters cause more of a delay than pitchers do.
The delay that's caused by pitchers now is, in my opinion, is that there are too many of them.
Too many pitchers?
Yeah, it used to be.
Too many changes?
Right.
Wasn't that one of Manfred's things? We're going to limit the number of relief pitchers? I don't like that. I don't like changing the game. Now, you can say, well, the game has changed because they've added so many pitchers, I guess. But I don't want to do anything to change the rules of the game.
Well, baseball has done some pretty dramatic things to change the rules. You know, lowering the pitcher's mound.
Yeah,
was one of them. Introducing the designated hitter,
all kind of things
to the American League.
Play changed things. I mean, you're right.
But for me, the fabric of the game is the fact that there's not a clock counting down in action. It's not a game played against the clock. The defense has the ball. That's what makes it such a unique game. That's part of what makes it such an appealing game for me. I think the umpires just have to enforce the rules. If the batter's going to step out of the box, give him a strike. If the pitcher's going to take too much time, give the hitter a ball. I think you've got to do that. I mean, it's always been in the framework of the rules for the umpires to operate that way. They don't do that for whatever reason. So I think that would help. Part of me thinks, though, that the game is so far gone because hitters are convinced the way to get paid is to hit home runs. If you strike out, it's not the end-all, be-all.
It used to be an embarrassment to strike out. Now it's nothing. Look at Aaron Judge in New York. I mean, what, he set a record for consecutive games with a strikeout, right? And it's no big deal.
So how do the rule changes affect hitters' mindsets? I don't think it can. So in some ways, I think that they, no matter what you try to change, I don't think you're going to get the desired effect or the results that you want. But We'll talk to a guy that's trying to introduce these changes and hoping that baseball does at some point here grab the attention of young people, and last night's event in Williamsport, they believe, will help with that. Here's Chris in Beaver Falls. He's on the Cook and Pony Show. Hi, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me on. You're talking about romanticizing about the, have you lost your romantic feelings about baseball in the last 20 years or 30 years?
Sure.
Or, the Dodgers today are just like the Yankees when George Steinbrenner was one of them. You know, I mean, they have a capability of buying a World Series. So
except they haven't won one yet.
They haven't won one yet. Is right. I think that they're showing that this year they're trying to make the push. How can a team like the Pirates, and they're in the state they're in right now, ever compete? Even if they were lucky enough, and that's what it would take this year to get to the postseason, ever compete with when they get into a playoff run at any point with a team like that? It's just never going to happen. So you have to be able to romanticize about just loving the game and watching young people play, not worrying about what.
So it sounds like because of the big market, small market thing, you don't like baseball as much as you used to. Is that fair?
You know what? I've raised my son to love the Pirates through thick and thin, good or bad, and that's what I stand for. Yes, I do still love it. I watch every game, but I don't give myself false hope to think that anything different is going to happen in the near future because of the way the spending is. I just don't think it'll happen.
Ron, when did that take? When did the idea that the Pirates were too small to succeed? When did that happen?
Well,
didn't feel that way in the 70s, right?
No, but it goes back probably to the 90s, early 90s. When Sid Bream scored that winning run, you knew it was going to be a long time before the Pirates were going to be successful again because you were going to lose Bonds, you're going to lose Drabek, you couldn't afford to keep them. Now, I don't think anyone thought it would be 20 years of losing at that point, but the ownership group here just didn't have the money to support that team. I remember talking to Carl Barger, the former president, said he cried after that loss because he said, I knew our run was over and there was nothing we could do about it. So it goes back to at least then. I don't remember in the 70s ever saying, well, the Pirates won two World Series in the
right.
70s. I don't remember people saying, oh, can't compete with New York. Can't compete.
And the 80s, they were just poorly managed, right? I mean, just the...
And they didn't have a lot of money either. I mean, the ownership group was a collection of businessmen that, just got together to try to keep the team in Pittsburgh.
Conversation can continue on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Also, pictures of Pit Camp were up on our Instagram page at 93.7 The Fan. That is brought to you by Fanatic Impressions in Washington. At 1:25, Rob Manfred, who was in Williamsport for the Little League Classic last night, will be our guest. We're Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.